Report: Campbell's Soup executive called its product food for poor people, bioengineered meat. By Paul Bois on November 24, 2025. A lawsuit has claimed that a Campbell's Soup executive called its product food for poor people, dismissing it as bioengineered meat that nobody would be caught dead eating. Filed in Michigan last week by Robert Garza, a former cybersecurity analyst for the company, the lawsuit claims that Campbell's executive Martin Bally made the offensive remarks during a meeting in November 2024, which was intended to discuss his salary, per CBS News. According to the lawsuit, Bally made several comments about Indian workers and said that Campbell's is highly processed food for poor people. Garza said he informed his manager, J.D. Alperly, about the comments on January 10 and claims Alperly did not encourage him to report the incident to human resources. Bally also reportedly said, "We have ST for F-king poor people. Who buys our ST? I don't buy Campbell's products barely anymore. It's not healthy now that I know what the FS in it." Garza claimed that his employment with the company was terminated and that a recording exists of the conversation between him and Bally. James Regan, a Campbell's spokesperson, said the company had no awareness of the recording that aired on Detroit television station WDIV. The company said that Bally, vice president and chief information security officer, will be on leave during the investigation. James Elfmere, attorney general of Florida, said on X that the state's Consumer Protection Division will be investigating the quality of Campbell's products. Florida law bans lab-grown meat. Our Consumer Protection Division is launching an investigation and will demand answers from Campbell's, he wrote. If the comments were in fact made, they are unacceptable, the company said. We are proud of the food we make, the people who make it and the high-quality ingredients we use. The comments on the recording are not only inaccurate, they are patently absurd. The company further defended the quality of its food products. Keep in mind, the alleged comments are made by an IT person, who has nothing to do with how we make our food, it said. Oscar-winning director Christopher Nolan's cinematic take on The Odyssey has everyone losing their minds, but what if he directed A Christmas Carol instead? Check out this hilarious trailer to see for yourself, or just follow along on socials, Instagram, at ProLandFilms, X, at ProLandFilms, YouTube, at ProLandFilms.